what we would talk about as describers, well, after we've watched the play, is that kind of organising principle, whether how you put characters together. Because again, what you want is a structure that is easy to listen to and easy to understand. You don't just want a list of people, because that's difficult to remember. The other thing is, sometimes you would describe the set first and then the characters, and sometimes you would describe the characters first and then the set. And that often depends on, again, the type of play. Sometimes it's very character-based, so they're important. And they might be, the set might take them to lots of different places. So it might be these two people at home in a park, at the doctor's, on a bus, a train, and all these, the different scenes might be kind of suggested quite simply. Or you might want to describe their environment first. And this is a bit like the questions that we had looking at those pictures as to whether you want, you know, what do you want? Or you can sometimes interweave them. So you might, then, you know, there might be reason. So actually, going back to Peter Pan, you know, we only meet certain characters in certain places. So when we go to Never Neverland, that's where we meet Captain Hook and the pirates and Tiger Lily and the Indian Braves. So it's no use describing them kind of in London, if you see what I mean. So what you want is those distinct worlds. So we've got the world of London and the Darling family, and then you've got Peter Pan, the world of Peter Pan. And so you would divide the characters up like that. So there, again, there'll be an organising principle somewhere. We have to kind of find what it is, and then we would write our notes.